Black rejoice. And a blast of Chris Meade's whistle confirms it. The Invincibles are no more.
Yes, we finish off with our greatest game segment as usual. And ahead of this weekend's Sydney Derby, that is one game Western Sydney Wanderers fans will never forget. Probably Alex Brosk as well. The result that stopped the Sky Blues becoming the Invincibles in 2016-17. And the goal scorer that night, as you heard, was Brendan Santelab. And he joins us now. How are you, Santa? Been a while.
Yeah, very well, guys. Good to hear your voices and pleasure to be on with you.
It's great to have you on the show. Let's talk about that particular night. I'm sure it's still fresh in your memory. Was that the focus in the build-up, the fact that Sydney could go through the season unbeaten?
Yeah, and also I think at that point in time, Sydney were well on top of us for a long time, and it was starting to build on our shoulders. There was a lot of pressure on us every time we'd play Sydney. So pretty much that was just a big relief, that result, for the club, for the fans, and everyone involved, really, at the Wanderers. And yeah, it was a special night, and to score the winning goal, obviously a great feeling. And Broski knows all about scoring in the derby, and the feelings, yeah, it's something else.
Well, speaking about the feelings, after the match, there were some good images, mate, of you in tears with the fans. So for me, I've been asked a lot over the years why the derby meant a lot to me. And look, given I played for Sydney, lived in Western Sydney, it was always an easy answer. But given, mate, you're seeing those scenes after the match, why was this game so special for you?
I think everything really flashed through my mind that night, and you know, a lot of dreams came true. And you know, sometimes, you know, Broski, when you're a professional footballer, you sometimes take it for granted. And you know, we were lucky enough to be in our hometowns pretty much, and be a professional footballer playing in front of thousands of people who pay their hard-earned money to come and watch you play. And yeah, I think it just really hit me that night, you know, scoring that goal, and thinking back when you're a kid and how you dream of these moments. And it was just special. And I think all of those things came to my mind that night. And even talking about it now, you know, my heart's racing because it's you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you don't think's ever going to happen in your life, but it does.
Talk us through your goal, Santa. A typical poacher's goal, I suppose, from a striker's point of view, wasn't it?
Yeah, I actually had a good chat to Popper before the game about, you know, being calm in front of goal. I've always, you know, when I played, I was a little bit erratic at times, and it was all about sometimes just calming down in front of goal. And it was incredible how that moment, that conversation that we had, actually sprung to mind in that moment when Mitch Nichols crossed the ball. And I took that first touch and I thought of our conversation and I stayed calm. And I don't know how I did that bloody 360, but whatever it was. And hit it sweet. And I think it went through Booker's legs as well. So it was incredible.
It was a good finish, to be fair, mate. I mean, you were the one guy, whenever we played against you, that I knew that if we could just stop you from getting the ball in the box, then we were okay. We'd have a good night. But that night, mate, 25 minutes in, it's landed at your feet, and I just started sweating. I thought, here we go. So, mate, it was a good finish. But tell us about a little bit about Popper. So every time we'd go into a derby, I'd notice the difference between Arnie. Arnie would change for that week, and it was just drilling into us about hating the Wanderers and how much we're going to beat the Wanderers. What was Popper like in these games?
Yeah, look, Popper went into every game pretty much focused on the opponent. And every time we'd play, obviously, our tactics and all of that would change for every single opponent. But with the derby, you could just feel that, you know, there was a sense of nerves a little bit. You know, his team talks were exactly the same as other games, and he tried not to change the preparation and make it feel like it was such a big game to try and keep the players calm. And, you know, I think in the end, I think the pressure even jumped on Popper's shoulders when you guys were just on top of us for so long. And, you know, Popper's a special coach. And in those tough moments when you are under pressure, he was good at keeping the calm within the group. And, you know, I think that night and that conversation that he had with me actually, you know, helped me and the squad and the club win that game. So, you know, credit to Popper for the conversation, you know. So he had a special thing with his players and before matches how to approach that game with each individual.
That's terrific insights. I have to ask you, late on, you said you were under pressure. There were three late penalty appeals. A certain Alex Bross certainly felt he had a case in injury time. I remember that quite clearly.
I mean, I don't remember there being three, but...
the one in stoppage time, I think it was.
It's a pen.
You can admit that all these years later.
Well, yeah, I mean, looking back on the replay, you know, there's good. I think there's a bit of contact there, yeah, Broski. Yeah.
A little bit. I look, like always, I made a bit more of it than what I should have. And I think the referee had that in his mind when I went down.
Santa, did you celebrate a bit that night? I imagine you might have done.
Yeah, definitely, because it was a long time coming. You know, I think all the fans and the whole club celebrated for a while. So, no, I'm really looking forward to round one and watching this derby. It's always a great spectacle, you know, not just for football, for all Australian sport lovers. And there's excitement around the league this season. There's some big signings. Sturridge is you know, an incredible addition to the A-League, and yeah, it's exciting times.
The derby has probably slipped a little bit in terms of public recognition in recent years. I mean, those early games at Pirtek were really something to behold. How do you see Saturday's game playing out, hopefully in front of a sellout crowd? Do you think the Wanderers will be much better this season? Because they haven't made the final since you were there.
Yeah, Simon, it's you know, the Wanderers have really struggled of late. And, you know, there's a pressure cooker building there. And it has been for the last few years. And I think... you know, everyone wants the Wanderers to succeed because it livens up the competition. And will this season be different? It's hard to say. There's new additions to the squad again. They've made a lot of changes. And there's been changes right throughout the league. But, you know, the focus point will be the Wanderers round 1-5 and their results. And look, if results don't come from round 1-5, who knows what's going to happen again? You know, we don't want to see a change of coach again. We don't want to see a change of players because the club, again, could take another 2-3 years to restructure itself again and find their feet. And, you know, success for the Wanderers has to come this season. There's no question about it. Otherwise, the future looks grim.
Yeah, agree. I don't think he has too much time to get this team going. But who's impressed you in terms of the players he has brought in for this season that can really make a difference? He spoke last year about a lack of leadership, and I think someone like Reece Williams gives him exactly that. But who else, looking at the squad that he's assembled for this year, do you think can make a difference?
Yeah, look, I think you got players like Dimi Petratos, who, you know, is an X factor in games, and I think Dimi can do a lot for the club. He's a great person as well, Dimi, and I feel as though they've got it right with Dimi, and they've Nazarene as well. I think another great signing, very exciting player. You got Rodwell. Jack
Rodwell.
Yeah, Rodwell.
So that's another great signing, and you know, I think as a collective, I don't think any individual Broski is a good signing at this point. I think they need to get together collectively and become a team that's hard to beat, which was the old Wanderers, as you know.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a mighty effort to dig themselves out of, you know, what they're in at the moment.
Well, Santa, it's clear that the Wanderers are still very close to your heart. Just one final one before we let you go. Obviously, you retired from the game. Sorry to bring this up, after the grand final with Perth in 2019. I know that took you a while to get over. What are you up to these days? What are you doing with your life these days?
Yeah, I'm still recovering, Simon, to be honest. But it is what it is, and sometimes those things happen in football. And life's changed quite a bit. It's been a tough couple of years. Not you know, COVID obviously, but obviously mentally getting over leaving the game and realizing that that's it, that life's gone and you have to move on. And yeah, it's moved on to a hard hat and a Hy-Vis now, Simon. So
life's
very different.
What does the hard hat and the Hy-Vis entail? What do you do?
I'm in the construction game here in Melbourne now.
Right.
I'm doing a lot actually. I'm on the forklift. I got the stop slow bat in my hand. I'm running the Alimax on the big construction site. So yeah, it's a big change, but you know, I get to see a lot of people that love football, and we have a lot of discussion about football, and brings back great memories. So yeah,
you
know, everyone that I talked to enjoyed watching.
Nice.
And if I know you, Santa, you're probably barging the other forklifts out of the way. I think it was Mark Rudin who called you a pest on the football field, but in the nicest possible way. Hey, mate, it's been fantastic to talk to you, and I'm sure you'll be watching the Wanderers very closely again this season, but thanks for sharing your memories of that famous derby night for the Wanderers back in 16-17. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Santa.
Absolute pleasure, guys. Thanks a lot, and... I'll be watching you on TV. Great to see you on.